This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There has been in Ukraine today what the Ukrainian government is calling a special operation to push pro-Russian militants out of an airbase that they had occupied in the eastern part of that country. Not a whole lot of gunfire, apparently, but enough to raise tensions just a little bit more, which is, needless to say, exactly what the already badly damaged Ukrainian economy does not need right now. The BBC's James Reynolds is in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
You know, you read things about the Ukrainian economy and you see things like free fall and abyss and relentlessly downward spiral. What does it feel like day to day?
It feels very, very strange. I've spent a lot of today driving around. In some points, you wouldn't know that there is the most dangerous conflict going on between the West and Russia since the fall of the Cold War. You drive along normal roads. The traffic police keep an eye on everybody's speed. You get to town squares. You see people playing in playgrounds, buses running on time. So that's all on one side. But then when you see some of the occupations, you see men walking around with sticks, balaclavas, ski masks. You see protesters inside Ukrainian government buildings taken over by Russian protesters, stocking up on food, on macaroni, on tin food. And you think this is a sign of a very serious conflict. So you have normality and seriousness at the same time.
Not to be pejorative, but do you see little old ladies walking down the street to get a loaf of bread and some tea?
You do. You also see them shouting at you sometimes. We were filming outside a barricade, and one lady, I'm not sure she would call herself little, but she was reasonably old. She came and shouted at our cameraman for a long while, wanting to bring across her point. Indeed, she spent a lot of the afternoon bringing across her point that she was in favor of Russia and against the authorities in Kiev.
There's a margin of error that does not exist in the geopolitical sense. What about in the economic sense? I mean, interest rates have been raised. The Ukrainian debt situation is grim at best. How long can it be this way?
Ukraine needs help from abroad. I think that's what certainly the interim government knows. And indeed, where Ukraine should get that economic help from abroad is what precipitated this crisis back in November. The problem for Ukraine is that it's got to choose help, and it has to either choose. Do you get the bulk of that help from Russia, as the previous government wanted? That was what precipitated the street protests in Kiev. Or do you go towards the EU and the United States? And that's what the interim government here is doing at the moment.
How much do you suppose it matters that so much of Ukraine's debt is held by the Russians, and they, in a very real boots-on-the-ground sense, as well as an economic sense, hold all the cards?
I think politically, it's hugely important. I think also symbolically, it's hugely important as well. Essentially, the question we're having to ask is, what kind of leverage does Russia have over Ukraine? As you mentioned, it has that key economic leverage. It also has the leverage in terms of a lot of pro-Russian supporting population here. And of course, it has the leverage of people who have taken over those buildings as well. So when you add up some of the paramilitary leverage, the economic leverage, and the popular leverage, it means that President Putin is in a reasonably commanding position. But I think there's one more point to add, and that's this. When I spoke to people outside one of the occupations today, they made a crucial point. They said, we want Russian help, but we don't want to be part of Russia. And I think that's a point that often gets missed.
The BBC's James Reynolds in Donetsk. Mr. Reynolds, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.